There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
People are speaking and talking about this particular program. It's on Netflix. It's called Baby Reindeer. And apparently, I haven't seen it, but it is quite sinister. But it's also based on a true story. Here's the official trailer from it.
I really don't know where it's going to end. I think one of us is going to have to die now.
You say this woman's stalking you?
Yeah, like 6 months maybe.
Why'd it take you so long to report it?
I think she needs help. She comes to my work, my house. She sends me emails, like, all the time.
Are any threatening towards you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's particularly threatening.
Got really manly hands, haven't you? Chiseled jawline. Should we run away together? Somebody hurt you, didn't they? Who was it?
Martha, can you let go of my hand now, please? Martha, please let go!
Don't you dare!
It's called Baby Reindeer. It's based on a true story. I want to speak to Rhonda Lusty from the Men's Advisory Project. Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, over 300 alleged stalkers have been arrested in Northern Ireland in the last 2 years. The majority of those stalkers will be men stalking women, but this particular program is a true story about a woman stalking a man. It must be heartbreaking for a person who's been stalked, regardless of which gender you are.
100%. So stalking can happen to anyone, and it can also happen from anyone. But in the majority, it does happen to women. However, we know that from the stalking line, we know that 1 in 10 people who would ring that would be men, and 85% of those do not go on to report what has happened to them to the police.
Is that simply because men feel that if a woman is stalking them, they can... I don't want to make this flippant. I don't want to be flippant about it, but they can tell her to get lost in a way that maybe a man can't, a woman can't to a man.
Frank, I think there are a number of reasons. So I think it's a very different situation if you're in a... if it's from an ex-partner or an ex-intimate partner, than if it's from someone who you've only known as a friend or as a colleague or in fact maybe you don't know. So when it's from an ex-partner or an ex-intimate partner, very often the person is aware of what might happen next, and some of that could be really, really frightening. But I would agree. I think there are things which prevent men from coming forward and saying, actually, I'm frightened by this. And especially if it's as shown on that TV show where it begins where the person's almost grooming him, you know, and they're saying such nice things to him and he's getting, you know, he likes the laughs and things like that. And then at times I think people can feel, quite wrongly feel that they are in some way guilty for the stalking that's taking place. And I think also the thing that it showed quite well was how difficult it can be for people to demonstrate, like, this is a pattern of stalking, because not all of it is threat. Often it is just that overwhelming contact which bit by bit breaks you down and breaches all of those barriers.
In this drama, the main character, Donnie, who is the person being stalked, he's been stalked by a woman who is considerably older than him. She's referred to as Martha in the series, but that isn't the name of the person who really stalked him. And he works in a bar, and she will come and sit in the bar for hours on end, just watching him and trying to get his attention. If that was happening, and it did happen in real life, but if that was happening to someone who you were advising through the Men's Advisory Project, what would you say to the barman? What would you say to the male worker who's trying to avoid that love bombing that's coming from her at times? Okay, it can be a very sinister form of contact, but very often it will be the sort of contact that men like from women. They will be giving a vibe that they're interested in the man, but there's only so much of that anyone could take.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between a normal spark of interest and that sort of fixed, obsessive, repeated or intrusive behaviour that you would see when there is stalking. So, and when that's present, it's very clear that that's very different than a spark of interest from someone. It's that kind of feeling that that person is entitled to see you, they're entitled to be in contact with you, and there's a real element of power and control usually. So we would say, I mean, I guess the most important thing we would say is that it's against the law and that you have protections under the Protection from Stalking Act.
And in this drama, the police at the time weren't taking it seriously at all, going by that clip. I presume the police today will take it more seriously. But your first interaction with them, they're bound to be thinking, this guy or this woman might be a bit odd that's coming forward with the complaint. Is the default setting from the police to think, you know, the person doing the complaining mightn't have much of a story to tell? It could all be in their own head.
I think actually our police have done a ton of work in terms of understanding both the crime and understanding how it looks and the overwhelming nature. What we would say is that prior to this, prior to the Protection from Stalking Act coming into effect, what used to happen was we would have men come to us and they would have crime after crime after crime after crime committed against them, but each one was taken individually. So as a, for instance, someone having their tyre slashed when they were in the advisory project, someone having a family member attacked, someone having 30, 40 phone calls within half an hour, someone having, you know, all of their cyber stuff overtaken, or someone being followed because of their, you know, their find your iPhone app or whatever. All of those things, bit by bit, were taken in those days individually and weren't added together. The great thing now is that the police have this act in which they can act, and of course they're also able to apply for stalking protection orders, which can intervene at a much earlier time and support the person who's facing stalking.
And just finally, your advice to a man or woman listening to this program who is being tortured by a stalker: have the confidence to go to your local police station to... I presume you ring 101 if you're reporting stalking. You don't ring 999, do you?
You ring 101 if... it depends, because of course stalking can escalate. So, you know, if there is an escalation in violence, if there's a physical change, you start to see differences. Those are the sorts of times that you would ring 999. Any time where you feel in extreme danger or there's an emergency, 999. But at other times, 101, and or go to a support agency. We're here to support you. So of course, there's excellent Women's Aid, ourselves, and the Domestic and Sexual Abuse Helpline, if it's an intimate partner. There's also the stalking helpline, and of course 101 for police, because what we have to remember is that there's a crime and you can stop it and get your life back, because very often it feels completely overwhelming.
It must be torturous. It really must. It's good to know that you and the other agencies you mentioned are there, Rhonda. Thanks for coming on the programme this morning. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Rhonda Lusty is from the Men's Advisory Project. The police highlighting the red flags, and a lot of them are pretty obvious. If someone is regularly following someone and tracking their movements, that can be a form of stalking. Repeatedly going uninvited to their home or workplace, checking someone's internet use, email or other communications, hanging around somewhere that they know the person often visits, interfering with their property, watching or spying on their movements, or indeed taking steps towards identity theft, like buying things in someone's name, all to be considered as examples of stalking. And the 24-hour domestic and sexual abuse helpline is 0808 802 1414. That's the 24-hour domestic and sexual abuse helpline, 0808 802 1414. And I do hope at this moment in time that if you are going through that torture, you have the confidence to get in contact with someone who can professionally advise you in a counselling capacity. And don't be afraid to talk to the police on 101, or indeed, if you feel threatened, 999.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.